step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is intended for an adult audience and does contain some very graphic descriptions of sensual scenes. So please only continue to listen to this podcast if you are willing to indulge in your deepest desires and are of a suitable age. And on this episode of Wild in Bed, a listener's fantasy for you. Iris awakens from an erotic dream, her body racked with need, her bedsheets dripping with her desire. But when she discovers herself at the mercy of two very large, very aroused demons, how can she deny her own lust? Is this still a dream, or is it a reality?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasy. So tonight, we have a new listener's fantasy. You know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com. You don't need to send me a whole story. Most people just send me a few lines about what gets them off, and I'll do my very best to bring your desires to life. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over your body. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice, deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress, for the next 30 minutes or so. It's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner passion as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. The sheets are sticky. She isn't awake, but she knows she's no longer wedged deep into the blanketing thick void of sleep where her hips cradle to the bed. She can feel her sweaty skin peeling from the gorgeous cotton sheets, nested in their offered wrinkle warmth. And it's only then that she realizes there's wet. She doesn't fully snap open her eyes and sit up to take it in. It's softly, so softly, way she comes to. A gentle nuzzle or a nudge. It sneaks into her dreams and slowly scoops her out of the blackness and the full cozy swallow of rest. And if she's being truthful, the foggy haze of too much drink still looming, steeped deep in her bones. Her eyelids flutter, rolling around until she slowly regains the full capacity of her limbs, each outcrop, two arms and legs at each corner, a neck and her head atop that. She shifts back and lets the nape of her neck clasp back into the pillow. She's sweating. Matter of fact, she's beaded in it. She can feel the graze of warm air passing over her naked skin, carrying the taste of flowers with it from the open window, swinging wisteria petals, purple on their vines. The caress of the warm breeze is like another lover ghosting fingers across her skin, pebbling nipples, raising goosebumps through the clearing mist of too much strong drink sat stout in her mind, wrapping around her brain like a heavy cloak. It's peeled away, and she begins to feel. She feels enormous hands on her, one too hot, one too cold, then mouths, both blazing hot, hotter than a fireplace. The easy slide of a large, cold nose nudging into her pillowy thigh. The other side of her hip, clever ring-strewn fingers drape and drag over the dips and malleable peaks of her belly. For her thighs are pushed very far apart and up. Fingertips, cold ones, dig into the back of her knee, slotting into the angle joining the muscle, snugly between the meat and the bone. Now she understands what the strain south of her hip was, being held open to the slow onslaught of hands and mouths, two mouths working together. A huge push of pleasure pulses up her stomach, pushing so hard it racks her spine. Jerks open her sleepy mouth with a crackling gasp from her sticky throat. That makes the both of those mouths tug into a salacious smirk. Dragan was eating her cunt with very tender care, dipping in to taste more of her. She was so wet, slick and full of juice like a ripe fruit, fit to burst. Kylo was pushing one leg to better spread her open. Dragan was pushing the other. She was bared shamelessly wide. Wide to their gazes, wide so as to be devoured. Dripping and spilling all over the sheets. Kylo loved her come in the morning when the sun begins to warm the glass of the windows. The punchy smell of sweat and sweet salt of her pussy will be dried all over these fine bedsheets. Iris finds her hands numb and curled into the bedsheets. She finds the strength to reach down and flexes her fingers into the long white gold of Dragan's hair, sinks her fingers into the strands and feels his head where he's pressing his tongue into her. He turns into her cunt, eyelids shutter. A wordless, low and short greeting, a deep lap as a loving gesture of feeling her hands on him. Kylo, it appears, is a spectator, merely nosing at her thigh and watching his lover work her over with his mouth and tongue, enjoying the sultry show of it. Every wet slurp from his mouth, meeting her pussy and his cock throbbing. More gas come punching from her throat. She finds her dried tongue, peels it off the roof of her unused mouth, and remembers her words, their names. It's Dragan's, she moans first. Kylo's hand, growing warmer by the second, as he leeches the blazing heat from her trembling thigh, slides up and settles itself as a solid, comfy weight on her sternum. Her small hand grasps around his big fingers, weaving through, grounding herself through the sheer immense pleasure of a demon, curling the entirety of his tongue deep, deep into her sex, back arching, making her buck, writhe, making her prisoned legs twitch in their held place. "You're awake," Kylo hums, pleased. His words melt into her skin. She feels them. He draws his nose slowly along the kicking artery in her pumping thigh. He can smell all the things that composed her. Her blood, sweat, the gorgeous tang of her cunt. He'd been licking the taste of her off the insides of her thighs, greedily twisting his head to the side and wrenching Dragan away from her cunt to kiss him, feasting on his lips and Iris's glossy taste all over them. He'd never wanted to stop kissing him for that. "He's been eating your cunt for 5 solid minutes, Dove. I wondered what it would take to rouse you." Kylo smirks into her skin. He's so painfully hard, with the gorgeous scent of her burning bright in his nose. He keeps rolling his hips into the bed for a delicious chafe of friction. Warm flesh, chafed on Egyptian cotton. Iris's answer is little more than a weak whimper. Draken dips his tongue deeper, gets his face right up to the soaked seam of her sex, his nose nudging into her clit as he suckles and seals his mouth over her sweet lips. And he wasn't going to let up any time soon. Iris could see him down in the bed, framed between her spread thighs, the heat flashing in his eyes. Sacred warm sea blue, oasis blue, such a fierce pale intensity, it would have been terrifying had he not been burying and feasting between her legs, her wet shining silver, as if gilded in precious shimmering metal, on his cheeks and nose, all over his chin. He's determined to have her spurting and coming like a fountain before he's even close to done. And he's far from it yet. He's only just begun. Face glistening in the drenching blue light of early morning, the angular sharp of his cheekbones slippery. "I've longed for the taste of you again," Dragan mumbles, drunk on her flavor. He licks his lips as he pulls back, honeyed salt of her taste sticking to the roof of his mouth. He wonders how long it will be before Kylo shoves his tongue into his mouth again, laps up all the flavor of her he can find. Dawn might come soon, the majesty of dark summer's night, drawn away into a sorbet sunrise, splashed with punchy oranges and blooming pinks. Like all those tulips and roses, they can scent in the air of the gardens as of right now. The air gushing from the outside is all nectar and petals. Inside this bedroom, it's all cloying heat and the close, fleshy scent of sex. Dragan keeps his face a cruel distance away from her, just for a moment, letting the tip of his tongue slip through all her wet lips, acquainting himself with her taste, addicted to it. Enchanted with the silky feels as she parts around him, soft warm lips of her sex slippery with her and his mouth combined. He knows when he pushes his fingers inside, she will clamp hungrily down on them like she's a starved beast. Kylo watches him tease her, watches how she curls her toes, thighs shiver, her head thrown back to the pillows, succumbing to pleasure. The sighs skating out her mouth start to mold around the shape of his name A huge pump of her femoral artery takes Kylo's attention. He drags his drooling mouth against the spot where it lays, listening to it thrum in his ears. Sounds like heaven. He must be a madman, because he swears her pulse calls his name. He doesn't know which he wants more, to feed or to fuck. Dragan is preoccupied, swirling his tongue around her taut clit, slowly swishing circles that echo sloppy with how wet she is. He's making arousal pour out of her, all over his bed and below her lovely soft ass. He flattens his tongue, fat and wide, and then he's narrowing it, just the pointed tip, testing for what makes her moan more. Her hand yanks suddenly in his white hair when he draws her clit into his mouth, sucking over the crest of her sex until her body jerks forward to him. Kylo was there to keep her legs braced open, threatening to stamp closed around Dragan's ears, cheeks flaming red at the onslaught of attention being lavished on her. She chokes and moans. Splutters of speech leave her mouth. "Oh, please, it's so much. Oh. She sobs. "You want more, Spark?" comes a silvery purr of Draken's voice from his dripping smile. He brings his hand up and playfully pushes a thumb through her sex, drags it from her clit to the seam of her opening, gives her spine a jumping jolt with it. Iris lifts her head from the pillow, her face a torment from all his pleasure, being held open to it all. No chance of escape. Words stumble to her lips, drunk and drowned in need. "Yes, yes, I want more." She quickly sobs, breathy dips in her voice. Pretty face and chest, all lapped in silvery sweat, cheeks burning. Dragan hitches her leg over his shoulder, the bare skin of his back, warm and blazing smooth like sandstone as he rests it there. He needed his hands free. Carefully, pillowy pats of kisses pressed along her thighs, making her bite her lip. He's edging his way along in no kind of rush. She feels the sharp bump of his nose pressing into the squish of her inner thighs. She squirms into his teasing touches. He'll drag them out for as long as he can make her last. It's his way. It's a torture. But he's got his clever kind of dominance and cruelness attached. He knows he'll leave her begging and sobbing like no other could. He makes the torment worth the suffering. The most lovely sounding sigh, bred with a whine, slips out her mouth when she feels the heavenly push of two of his fingers curling deep, guiding along the wet, silken lips of her cunt and seating deep inside, slotting against that spot he could always find with pinpointed accuracy. As if he studied her in map form, he watches her as he does it, never one to miss any slight modicum of change that crosses her face. He drinks in every expression, the middle pull of her brows, the gaping cup of her mouth, blazing liquid opal eyes watched from between spread thighs, both of them listening to the wet sounds his fingers make, pumping in and out of her. The only time he does close his eyes to lick and suck deeply and to savor the taste. "So sweet, Spark. So warm on my tongue." He sighs like he's dizzy. His curling fingers matches the patterns of his tongue, finding her clit. She arches into his touch. It's everything and too much all at once. Indescribable, yet insufferable. She can only writhe and moan as her two men clamp her in place. Kylo hungrily watches every second, big hand still on her thigh, pulling her open and watching how Dragan devours her and uses those long fingers to push her inch by inch closer into orgasm. When he sinks the third finger in to stretch and push her opening even more, Kylo has to muffle his moan into her thigh. He thought watching them would be so damned erotic, and by God he was right. He needs more. His hunger is crawling along the knife's edge, a fang sliding down, and eyes churning to bright lying gold. He can feel the desire for more stacking up in his bones, promising to tip over, hackles rising. He feels his fingers clawing into her leg, like she was at risk of being ripped away from his touch. Leave his hands stinging for more, his body shaking, teeth itching. That cruel, cruel animal that hibernates in between the notches of his bones. He's been kicked awake howling. How it snarls now. One low word scraping through the walls of his throat. So deeply, it's like he can taste the thought. Feed. His words are so gruff, and they seem booming loud in this bedroom, amongst the quiet rustle of sheets, moans, and the wet, slick sounds of her body being pleasured. Lapping tongue, fingers squishing and pushing into her cunt. His words come drawn in gravel, raked over her like a snow. His desire and love tumbling head first into the animosity that warms him. Let me taste you too, dove. I need it. A ragged breath punching out his chest, mangled his ribs and crushing his lungs. His speech shunted out of him in an demand. Iris thinks he means to move Dragan out of the way and claim the parts his mouth was on. But when she feels the sharp sear of teeth along her leg, scraping flesh, she knows differently what he really needed. Kylo bites cleanly, strongly into her thigh, and then pulls a big taste of her into his mouth, blood spurting across his tongue, ruby dark and so delicious, jewels vicing down on her skin, his big hands cupping her kneecap and keeping her firmly in place as he drank. The noise that leaves her mouth sounds inhuman, a gasp that shudders into a long moan, head tossed and her back arching, sweat shimmering down her ribs and belly, tickling over her breasts and under them. He knew what feeding did to her, that particular kind of mania mixed with the ecstasy it unleashes in her body. Kylo hums and slurps when he hears her sounds. His eyes flick back in his head, burning gold inside his eyelids coming forth, spilling over raven fan of lashes. Through hooded, sleepy eyes, he gazes up at her, dozy from the gush of ichor rushing down the bed of his tongue, drugged on it. Watches tears drip down her cheeks and splash onto the pillows, salty hot, her upper teeth worrying her lower lip. Please, she begs so prettily. Her eyes look brighter than the sun in this blue dim bedroom. The dawn hasn't managed to touch yet. It's eerie. Would be frightening to see if she hadn't already wrenched her heart and soul open to him, utterly bare in its entirety. She tangled her hands in their hair, one each, crying out, God, oh God. That whirling clench in her belly bloomed up, seizing into her heart. It made Dragan smirk. She's coming. He smiles to Kylo, draws into her sex. Kylo smiles and drinks deeply, hands cupping her to help her through it. Sometimes Iris fully believes that he can tell when she's going to come, better than she. She can barely bite back a moan as her orgasm rolls and breaks through her body, pulse after pulse of pleasure surging through her. urgent and terrifying in its fierceness, it stuns her. He hums a pleasant sound through a flirty smile, feeling her pulse and twitch before pushing his tongue in a circle around her clit again, grazing it slowly. It makes her legs shake. It's dirty and feral, and he's good, so good at giving her pleasure like this. Very good. Let's have another one out of you. I'm not content with just the one. He smugs up at her. He hadn't ceased on sucking her clit into his mouth as Kylo fed. He resumes his pattern, plundering her cunt with silky smooth strokes of his fingers, pushing three of them now to the very deepest part and knowing exactly where to press, pushing and driving in, kissing her clit as passionately as he would kiss every part of her body, taking her cum and needing more of it. Kylo is lazily sucking, mouthing every pulse that pushes more blood out of her leg, seeping out the bite marks he made, the ones that are already staining to blue-violet and crimson around the puncture marks, teeth writ into her skin, the most beautiful wound. Kylo can't touch life, not anymore. It doesn't have its grab on him, but here, with her under his hands, with his lover lapping at her sweet cunt, the way he can smell her sex in the air, he gets a sense. He tangled with life again, drunk it in each drop she gives him. Her grip on the hair is starting to sting. Her hands slip her way to grip and pluck into the sheets because somehow she's worried she'll hurt them with the intensity of whatever is happening to her. He's not stopping. Her body feels manic. She's so close to the edge of something, and it's the terrifying leap. But she knows these two will catch her when it comes. Her thighs start to quicken, and that's when Draken knows their efforts and nudging her into pleasure. He sucks and fucks his fingers into her faster, holding onto her leg on his shoulder, rubbing his face into her pussy to stimulate that taut clit, lapping up every drip that rushes from her. The sheets underneath her are slippery and hot, sweat and cum. He can taste it all, hear her starting to come again. She's beginning to break, body twitching like a jerky flame placed in a draft. Shivering and pleading, her voice raw and high with it, lips breaking open on gasps, hips stuttering, broken, comes on repeat. Then there are no words at all. She can't summon any such word to describe this bliss. He pushes his fingers more, with her clit suctioned firmly on his mouth, and he just feels something inside her give. She's so tight on his fingers, he feels how it grates his knuckles together. Three fingers savagely, pushed out by her muscles and followed by a hearty push of a warm liquid spurt. The most elusive of female orgasms, but never out of his demonic reach. Her knees threaten to clamp shut again. Draken kisses down her thigh with easy slushes, guiding her trembling limb off him. He smiles, watching her drip out around his knuckles, almost sat up and cradling his head like she couldn't even believe it, cunt fluttering and clutching around his hand. He slows his rhythm, but keeps it going till he's sure he's drawn out every single drop she can give him. A weak cry for mercy comes knocked out her throat with no finesse. Her grip on his hair slackens. She feels wrong dry. Lungs heaving. Even Kylo slows, pulling away and licking his red lips to savor her all blissed out and sighing, laying limp in the wet patch in the middle of their bed. Draco sits up, rising to sit back on his heels, smiling as he climbs over her and leans down to nudge her dried and moan-wearied lips into a kiss, hands cupping her neck as he tenderly kisses her deep. She whimpers at the taste of her own salt and orgasm painted on his lips, all over his cheeks too. She squirted everywhere. When she pulls back, she gasps again for breath and for the feeling of his long, hard cock, blazing hot when he's notched against her stomach, all silky skin, and she can feel how he's beaded with his own arousal. She meets his eyes, and they're electrifying, stunning, blue, sending a shivering shock of arousal through her. He nuzzles his nose into the tip of hers. He looks determined. His smirk was deadly. So, what next? How filthy can this fantasy get? Well, you're just going to have to wait until next week to find that out. So until next time, when we can get wild in bed, all over again. This is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams.